Now let's see how this applies to davening for ruchnius. When, for example, when we say in davening, "V'tahar libeinu la'avducha be'emes," purify our heart so that we can serve you truthfully. If we think about this a little, we'd realize that all of our future and our lives depend on this. If we have an inspired heart, a pure heart, then our davening goes easily. We daven with kavana, with emotion, passion. We do mitzvahs with alacrity, zrizus, with excitement. We can get into it. We have no problem finding time to learn. We're able to get immersed and have a geschmack in learning. And we remember it, we retain it. It's on our minds. All this revolves around us having a pure heart, one that ruchnius can penetrate. But if our heart hasn't been purified by Hashem, then it's full of blockages. And davening becomes hard, difficult. It's hard to wake up, hard to get into. Everything is hard, and we lack inspiration. If we can't accomplish in ruchnius, not only will it affect us spiritually, and of course affect our nitzchius, what happens in the next world, but it has such an effect on our life, day to day. It drags us down if we can't be effective ruchniistic. When we daven on Yantiv and say, "B'nei Beis Chala Kevatchila," rebuild the Beis HaMikdash as it was, we don't begin to appreciate what a difference the Beis HaMikdash would have on our lives. The chief reason there is such a Yeridus HaDeiris, such a downward trend from generation to generation, is because we have become more and more distant from the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "Malka v'sareha bagayim ein tayra," because the king and the nobles are in galus, there's no tayra anymore. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it had a devastating effect on our ability to learn tayra, to get immersed in tayra, to understand tayra. And the further away we are from the Beis HaMikdash, the less we understand, and the less great, the more greatness is denied us. Chazal say that when Rabbi Akiva was accompanying the kvura of Rabbi Lazar, who was his Rebbe, he hit himself repeatedly in anguish until he started to bleed profusely. So Taisus asks that it's a terror prohibition to do that. Lice is good to do. You're not allowed to cut yourself because of someone who died. So Taisus answers that if one is doing it because of Divrei Torah, because of Torah, it's different. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal would explain that the real reason for the Isra of not wounding yourself when you lose Chas V'Shalom, a close relative, is because it says, "Bonim Atem L'Hashem Aleikechem." Lois is good to do. You are children of Hashem. Why are you so in grief and lost? Why are you wounding yourself? By wounding yourself, you're demonstrating that your life is not worth living anymore without that person. But how could you think that? You still have a father. You have Hashem. But when a person realizes he has lost the opportunity to learn Torah and to grow in ruchnius, that is truly something which makes life not worth living, so to speak. That's a true loss of life. Chayim einam chayim. And for that, it's understandable that a person would wish to wound himself. Rabbi Akiva, who was the greatest of Tanoim, was so distraught when his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, passed away that he couldn't handle life, so to speak. So he was hitting himself in pain. That's how much loss of ruchnius affected Rabbi Akiva, who was already so great. We, of course, are very far from that. But we do appreciate the role ruchnius plays in our lives. What would we be without our davening, our learning, without Shabbos, without Yantiv, without mitzvahs, chesed, Torah, avodah? When we daven for ruchnius, we have to stop and think for a minute, what would we be without anything? If even one of those things would be denied to us, maybe, chas v'shalom, let's say we'd be put into a position where we wouldn't be able to do mitzvahs, like we'd be stuck somewhere without matzahs, without wine, on Pesach night, and we have no ability to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Seder, of the three matzahs, eating mitzvahs matzah, eating maror, all those mitzvahs, the whole night of the Seder, we have nothing, not even a Haggadah. How terrible would we feel? How much would we realize we'd be missing? How empty? We know internally how valuable ruchnius is to us. And if we think about it, we would feel how important what we are asking from Hashem really is to us. And then we could accomplish a level of sha'ava in our tefillos about ruchnius as well.